This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're in danger of not making. And they replayed on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. They replayed him running to first base and praised him for running out a routine ground ball. His OPS at the time coming into the game was 649.
That's because the Pirates are unhappy with the insinuation that their players are not trying or have given up on their manager. And they're trying to do everything in their power to try to show people that it's untrue. That has nothing to do with effort. Well, I think that there are other plays to the contrary that would not back that up. Greg Brown at this exact time yesterday was trying to tell me that mental errors are not a sign of people not trying or people not caring. And I would definitely disagree with him on that. Yes, Donnie?
I was blown away, too. This is something I forgot about from yesterday until you just said that. When you brought up the play from Ke'Bryan Hayes on Sunday when he just was asleep at the switch at third base and not even covering on a steal, Greg acted like that never happened.
Well, I just think, I don't think there's a gag order on Greg, but I think they're very careful right now for people that work for the team to criticize them because everybody is on thin ice. And if there are calls from inside the hen house, you know, very critical things being said from Pirates employees about the Pirates themselves, they just don't want that log on the fire and that fuel on the fire. That's how I took that.
All right, then I'm just going to give my editorial comment here, Pony. If your theory is that they're saying things like, good on Brian Reynolds, he's still running it out because they don't want to paint the picture that these guys are quitting on the manager, to the average fan, I think that insinuation, that like statement, is more insulting. The idea that we're going to praise a guy for running out a ground ball, the second batter of the game, like at the major league level, that's something that A, people care all that much about, and B, even matters a little bit. That insults me as a fan more than it helps.
Pittsburgh, your baseball team is 12-26. It's lost 7 in a row. It's been shut out 7 times. What is your reaction? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Anything you want to add on George Pickens? We just had Mike Florio say that the 49ers would love to unload Brandon Ayuk's contract on the Steelers.
I'm not even going to let you. You know what? I'll let you cook. You want to have your fun with that? How excited would you be if it finally came to pass? Would you take a victory lap and say, I wasn't wrong, I was just early?
Yes, of course I would. Yeah, I'd count that. I'll take every break I can get. Now, I don't really want that to happen based on the injury and how Ayuk looked last year, but they need a receiver. Mike seems to think that the Lazard move is happening, and I just, like, that Jamaica baseball analogy, because we're just talking about the Pirates here, that's like the football equivalent of when Paul Skeens gets his personal catcher, Grandal last year, or Henry Davis this year. It's like you're just bringing in somebody to help pacify and placate a quarterback. Yes, if Aaron Rodgers was Tom Brady and Tom Brady gets to Tampa Bay and he's like, I'd like Rob Gronkowski here with me. You do that. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a guy that's 2 years removed from winning a Super Bowl. We're talking about a guy that's 2 years removed from blowing out his Achilles tendon. So I'm not making, if I have to make those, like, yeah, this makes our team worse, but maybe it makes it better because we get a improved version of Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. He's just not worth doing that for anymore.
He's not the four-time MVP player.
Right. So I said today that several times that I love this George Pickens trade. But if one of the dominoes that falls from it is the Steelers just fill out their wide receiver room with somebody who's buddies with Aaron Rodgers, well, then I will like the move a lot less. And Florio seems to think that that has a very high chance of happening.
All he did was catch touchdowns for the Jets last year.
What were his numbers? Do you have them?
He had something like 760 yards and seven touchdowns, six or seven tutties.
Those aren't actually bad numbers.
He had like 70 catches, 760, and six or seven, I want to say.
How much worse were his numbers than Pickens last year then?
Not especially worse.
Really?
So Lazard here, I got him right now. Lazard last year. The touchdowns I had right, and the yards, I was off on some other stuff. I think I was conflating him with Keenan Allen, believe it or not. 37 catches, 530, so a good average per catch, over 14 per catch, and six touchdowns. So he did produce touchdowns. As a guy, he did that, by the way, Pony, on 60 targets.
So he produced like a higher-end number three wide receiver, but that then we're back in the same boat as
Pickens
before, where you don't have
catches,
a number two receiver on the team.
Pickens was 59 catches, 900 yards, three touchdowns. I will say, the success rate of when they targeted Pickens versus how many balls he actually caught, 44.7. Lazard, much more successful when they would target him.
Well, that's because Pickens' success rate was one of the worst in the NFL, I believe, among top wide receivers last year.
Catch percentage by Pickens, 57%. Lazard was 61%.
If you want to chime in on the George Pickens deal, most of our listeners today have praised the trade and given the Steelers a lot of credit. We've had a couple that have have called in, trickled in lately that have said they hate the deal. 412-928-9370 if you're just getting in your car on the way home and you want to react to that blockbuster seismic trade. Or you can just react to the, as Donnie put it, the heinous state of the Pirates. He also said that they are in what, Donnie? What did you say last night after the game? What are they in right now?
Oh, they're in dire straits.
They're in dire straits.
Queue up money for nothing.
Well, that's what they're getting Sultans from with Tommy Pham.
I got to be honest with you, man. I think dire straits came and went weeks ago. I think they're done. In year six,
so
you're 10
like
and a half
the doors,
out.
This is the end?
Yeah, it's over for them. Their season's not even 2 months old, and it's over.
So when it comes to Derek Shelton's tenure, it's the final countdown?
I think that there's some scuttlebutt here that we're on Shelton watch right now. That he might get left in St. Louis, and he never manages another game with the Pirates, which would be fine by me.
Can they call Ben Cherington to make him fly to St. Louis and then fire him too so he can stay there?
I was hoping he was with the team so he had to watch them in person. Yes.
I'm sure his response after watching the team he assembled would be, they're just having a rough patch.
Did you hear what Starkey said to start a show today?
Mm-mm.
About the guy who was suspended for beating the fan with a belt?
No, what did he say?
He goes, the punishment is out. They've given the usher season tickets to the Pirates in 26.
Jeez. I was going to say the Pirates have finally decided on how to deal with the usher after watching him swing the belt. They've signed him to a new contract. He's going to be playing left field tomorrow. 3 years, $10 million. Very generous.
The guy was built like a first baseman. I mean, he had
He dished out a three-piece to that clown.
412-928-9370.
That was pretty satisfying to watch that guy get what he deserved, in my opinion.
Here's Chad to lead us off. Hello, Chad.
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
hello, Chad.
Hey, I got points on the baseball and the football.
Sure. You there?
I'll shoot with baseball. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. What do you got?
Sorry about that. I'm driving.
You're okay.
I got points on baseball and football. I'll start with the baseball. Born and raised Pittsburgh guy. Love the Pirates, sadly, but baseball is not going to change until there's a hard salary cap in place. Bob Nutting's not going anywhere.
Will there be a salary floor that accompanies that cap in your hypothetical?
In the hypothetical, absolutely.
Okay.
But the Pirates are also, last I looked, I think they were in the top five in terms of profitability. So Nutting's not going anywhere. He's not going to, and I don't even blame him. It's a purely a business.
So are you one of these people that believe you could fire Shelton and Charrington, but it would just be rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic?
Absolutely.
Well,
Pirates aren't going to change, and I don't blame them, and being profitable.
Fair enough, but my rebuttal to that is, well, then how did they win 94, 88, and 98 games in three straight years?
The regime they had at that time did draft well, and they raised the proper pieces.
They didn't draft that well. They made some like interesting trades that really worked well. They made one really good free agent signing.
Russell Martin.
They brought in Liriano. They brought in Burnett via trade.
AJ Burnett.
Like, they didn't actually – that's the funny thing. I don't really think Neil Huntington drafted that well. His best player was a Dave Littlefield pick.
Look, I get that it's a – thanks, Chad. It's a super uphill battle. I mean, it's a massive uphill battle. You are dealing without you're playing without a full deck of cards. It's 100% true. But there are several teams who do it. And so it's a matter of getting the right people in place like they did for a short time with Hurdle and Huntington and the people that worked underneath them to make it happen again here. But it's not impossible.
Athletics right now are 20-17. I'm talking comparable payrolls here.
Look at the Guardians.
The Guardians are 21-15. They are both playing well. Are the Brewers really spending that much more than the Pirates?
2 years ago, the Orioles had a $68 million payroll. They won 101 games.
I think like Cincy and Milwaukee are reasonably comparable. They're both right now 6-7 games.
I mean, still more than the Pirates, but the point is, yes, we know that they're at the bottom in payroll. Yes, we know it's not going to change unless baseball forces them to change. But as you've pointed out several times, that's still not a good enough excuse for Charrington and Shelton.
I just don't want
to. It's just not.
I'm frustrated by baseball's finances as much as anybody. I am just so disinclined to let Ben Charrington off of the hook for any reason. Donnie, question right now, one or the other. I put this out there on Twitter. And I asked Pony off the air, what do the Pirates get to first right now, 12-26? 20 wins or 45 losses the way things are going? What number comes first?
45 losses.
Think about that.
That's 19 more losses before they get 8 more wins.
I thought I was being a little bit harsh on them last week when I said they would start like 20-40. And
they went 19.
I think they're going to hit 40 plus losses before they hit 20 wins.
19-41 in the COVID year for 60 games. You're saying they would be getting off to, by definition, a worse start this year?
Yes.
If that happens and Shelton and Charrington are both not fired by that point, you would fairly ask Bob Nutting, what are on earth are you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Waiting for
through, and the Cardinals lead 5-0 in the eighth.
A 5-0 lead against the Pirates feels like it's 30-0. You might as well walk off the field right there and not even play the top of the ninth inning with the anemic Pirates offense. It is terrible.
Can they call a mercy rule in MLB where that if the Pirates are trailing by more than 3 runs after 6 innings, they call the game? I knew that one would have a delayed reaction impact
on him. You know, even the times they do spend money, in air quotes, right? Brian Reynolds is 0 for 4 again today.
They had first and third
with one out in the eighth inning, a chance to actually make it a game down 3-0, and he strikes out. He's 219, 632 OPS, one of the worst on the team.
Which is saying something.
Ke'Bryan Hayes with a long-term contract. Everybody got excited. Oh, the Pirates are keeping a foundation.
He's a cornerstone player.
Oh, he could never hit, and he's so good defensively, it won't matter. Well, third base ain't shortstop, and when you have a bunch of guys that can't hit, it exacerbates the problem. Maybe you have one Ke'Bryan Hayes, not seven of them. 254, 619. And look, Mitch Keller wasn't bad today, per se. 6 innings, 3 runs. That's technically a quality start, but that's also a 4-5 ERA in a Major League Baseball universe where the league average ERA for a starting pitcher is 4. So it's not 1998. It's not the height of the steroid era anymore. You gave a guy big money, and his ERA is 4.40. That's technically below average. So even the times where the Pirates did the things that their fans clamor for, hey, they actually kept these guys here long-term, they gave them money. All those contracts don't look good. They don't. Brian Reynolds is 30.
They don't make a lot of moves, and when they do make moves that involve money, they seem to make the wrong
Chris,
ones.
Brian Reynolds, I believe, I'm going to just double-check this to make sure I have this right, and then we'll get to calls, 412-928-9370. I do. Brian Reynolds has the worst WAR on the team. His WAR is worse than Tommy Pham, who's hitting 170. Why?
Brian Reynolds can't play defense.
Because he can't move. They DH Andrew McCutchen all the time because they think he can't move. McCutchen looks like Usain Bolt compared to Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds is a statue now.
106 million.
And he's got what? Another six years left
until 2030.
And good luck trading that deal now when he's a 224 hitter with a, or 219 hitter with a 660 OPS or 650 OPS. 412-928-9370. We'll hear from Derek Shelton, maybe for the last time at 6:30. Here is Todd next. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. I want to talk Pirates. Real quick, I think the Pickens trade was the right move for the Steelers, although I question the timing of it. But I want to – you guys have talked about Greg Brown a little bit. You know, the fan base spews its venom at ownership and the Pirate administration, and rightly so. But I don't think anybody irritates me more in this cast of characters than Greg Brown right now.
Oh, no. What Chris, did Greg do?
Well, Chris mentioned it a little earlier about it, you know, the broadcast almost being insulting. And I think I understand that his job is to make a dumpster fire look exciting. But I'm so tired of, you know, Bubba Chandler will come up. First guy he'll strike out, and Greg's going to sing the praise of, like, he's going to be the next Cy Young. The next time I have to hear O'Neill Cruz grounded out to second, but, hey, he hit it 100 miles an hour, who cares? And wouldn't you rather have a one-mile-an-hour bunt single than a 100-mile-an-hour out?
I think the issue is that they want their – I would think they want their people to put lipstick on a pig. They don't want their own people to pile on.
I thought what was a little strange, though, what I would say pokes a hole in that, for me at least, is that at times O'Neill Cruz, I think, has deserved, especially very early in this season, criticism for some, like, very questionable mental error plays. But then there are times where he's like lasered a ball off the wall. He's their best offensive player by a mile, and it's, hey, why isn't he at second base? Like, they'll call out the best player on the team when the perception is he should have done more on a play. Yet Brian Reynolds, for just another like weak-ass, pathetic ground ball, gets extra credit from the teacher here?
I just feel like they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, those guys. You know, if you hear Michael McHenry talk and you hadn't watched a Pirates game this year or hadn't checked the standings, you'd think they're on pace for 100 wins. I think it's just what the team wants their broadcasters to do. And I think a lot of fans like Todd,
I just think that falls
see right through it.
I think that fall that just because I think for a lot of fans, I'm just going to guess here, although it sounds like I'm speaking for a decent amount of people, if they had to pick, they'd rather just, yeah, it's bad, but can you just please call it pretty much straight away? Because when you call it and you're trying to call attention to like the most minute of positives in a game where they end up getting shut out for the seventh time in not even 40 baseball games, that's just going to drive like your most avid fans crazy, I would think.
Well, it's just how many silver linings can you hear?
Didn't he say at the start it's like an insulting to the intelligence? It is. Like, baseball fans know what they're watching. They know it's not good. They don't want to hear like some little league praise heaped on a player making a nine-figure contract over the next 6 years.
Al in West Mifflin is next. Hello, Al.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Todd and you guys basically took away what I was going to say. Chris Brown is ridiculous. On
Steelers
the first
kicker?
Game of St. Louis, he grounds out to second base. That's the fastest runner this year going from home to first. And then he hits a single today, 108 miles an hour. You know, people don't care. This team stinks. They're losing. Quit building up Cruz like he's going to be in the Hall of Fame next year. Enough's enough, Chris. I work for the state store, and you wouldn't believe how many people come in here and tell me they wish his tongue would swell up so they were talking.
All right. Thank you, Al. Man.
Chris Brown?
I did not expect I did not expect Brownie to take strays here.
What, Chris Brown the singer? Chris Brown the kicker? Which Chris Brown are we talking about here?
Here is another Chris. This one's on the road. Hopefully his last name's not Brown. Hello, Chris.
I'm not Chris Brown, but that would be great if he was doing the broadcast. I'd tune in. either the kicker or the singer. But I want to say, I mean, Greg Brown's on the payroll, so I don't know what people expect. He's got to try.
He's got a job to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. He's, you know, he's to talk to his boss every night. Or whenever Bob decides to talk to him, I guess. But, I mean, I've been a Pirates fan for 40 years, and I feel like the last few years it's been like, you ever seen the Seinfeld where George is taking his ex-fiancee's parents out to the end of Long Island, and, like, he's just stringing them along the whole way. They have this big house out there the whole time. And that's like me in the car with Bob Nutting and all the fans. He's, like, keeps telling us he has this plan. He has this plan to be good. We're going to win. And now I feel like we're at the end of Long Island, and I'm making him squirm because he doesn't have a plan. But I don't think he's squirming. I don't know if he cares at all. And it's just an abuse of the trust of the people in this city, what they're doing.
Well, I think when it's stagnant, when it's static and there's no changes, it lends people to believe that theory. Like, if he did care, he would do something about it. He would get rid of guys. He would pay them to go away. He would show that he
firing
has a pulse.
Sheldon Charrington right now would be the smallest of consolations. It would get because it
fans want a pound of flesh right now.
Well, no, not even that. That's part of it, but it contributes to the basic notion that the guy at the very top signing the checks at least feels some small way like I do about the team.
And so, like, as someone that has tried to get into working out and lifting, if I was putting myself through that, I'm waking up, I'm going, it's not fun, I'm sore, it hurts. But I didn't feel like I was making myself better. I was seeing no results. It would make me angry. And the whole point with the Pirates is, by now, all the like pain and suffering is supposed to bear fruit. If this were happening in year one or year two of Shelton or Charrington, I'd listen to it because fans are allowed to vent when their team is lousy. But the lousy was in service of winning. The sucking... was supposed to beget winning. This is why the offseason lack of action bleeding into this season, like, it's kind of, I do sense with some fans too, they're like, well, this is what you get. Like, you didn't do anything to make yourself better. You deserve this.
I mean, to an extent, that's how I feel.
Right.
They didn't.
And, And it's a year that should be circled as a winning year.
It's like you were, honestly, being 6 years in and having it be worse than ever is like you have surgery on a body part that's broken or a tendon or a ligament that tears. They tell you, okay, here, you know, do your rehab, you'll be better. And 6 years later, your knee or whatever it might be is worse than it has ever been when you were told it was supposed to be fixed and it's only going to get better. That you just, you would be depressed, you'd be bummed, you'd be angry, you'd be everything that every one of these callers that calls us about the Pirates is.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. I knew this would happen. This monster George Pickens trade happens. He's finally out of Pittsburgh, but the Pirates just got shut out again, and that's all people want to talk about. So we can say all we want about how people don't care. They care enough where they want to bitch about this team and the state it's in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
There's a 1-1 swing and a ground ball right up third. Fair ball. It'll bound off the sidewall. Pham has to go to retrieve it. Touching third. Scott heading home. He'll score on another double by Mason Wynn. 3-0 St. Louis.
Need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps from PNC Park and a short walk to Acrisure Stadium. Located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. Pirates now 12-26. They've already been swept 4 times this year. Donnie, were they worse than 12-26 the COVID year?
At any point? Oh.
When, like, what was their record through 38 games?
We know they went 19-31, so here, I can give it to you right now. I got it. The Pirates through 38 games.
When the whole point was, hey, yeah, let's make it a low water mark because we want the number one pick in next year's draft, and who gives a crap about this COVID season?
All right, so they were 14-26. Okay.
They were 12-26 through 38.
Yeah, so time is a flat circle here.
Then they won the 39th game. However, after getting to 14-26, they immediately lost 8 in a row, won a game, got to 15-35. They were 15-39. That would be the low watermark of that year that the Pirates would have to surmount this year.
I'm going to hear Derek Shelton coming up here. Pirates, 12-26. The only thing saving them from being the absolute laughingstock of baseball is the Rockies, who are on a historic pace to be the worst team ever, and the White Sox in the American League, who did that trick last year, losing 121 games.
But everybody said those two teams knew they were going to be bad this year again. There were at least some people.
Oh, we had the 84 club.
Well, I know. Dan Zangrilli, the 84 club. I believe Jason Mackey upstaged him by creating the 85 club.
No, he got mad when we said 85 and said it was really 84, like it was a big difference.
So he just wanted to be a member at Dan's club.
Yep.
Okay.
Club 84.
Club 80. The AB manages that club? I would also say, like, occasionally around baseball, you could find a national analyst or a pundit who would be willing to put their name on that, like a take that the Pirates were going to surprise people. Nobody said that about the Rockies. Nobody said that about the White Sox. And to me, that's why, in many ways, like, it, even the mild expectations some people had for the Pirates makes their season, their start so far, the most embarrassing in the league.
Can also react, obviously, to the gigantic George Pickens trade with us, 412-928-9370. Here is Tom in Brentwood. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a little perspective. I've been following baseball since almost 7 years. Now, my dad used to take us to Forbes Field to see Roberto Clemente. And I have to say, this is without a doubt probably the worst Pirate team that I've seen in all my years. Just pathetic is the only word that comes to mind. I think it was, what, two guys in the lineup today that were hitting over 250? How do you win like that?
They have 1.5 good offensive players out of their, like, their main.
O'Neill Cruz and Andrew McCutchen?
I guess two, if you want to count Bart and McCutchen as, like, half of a good player each.
Bart hits for a high average, but Bart doesn't hit for power. Thanks, Tom. I mean, there's a guy that goes back to the 60s. And in the 50s, they were really bad.
Well, McCutchen draws a lot of walks.
Ralph Kiner thing. We can finish in last with or without you from back then when they were, you know, as bad as they are now or thereabouts.
How many players on the team do you think have double-digit extra base hits?
I'm going to say Cruz.
He does.
And I'm going to say Valdez.
He has 10, and Reynolds managed to have 10. I thought Valdez was the one you wouldn't get. Valdez with those two triples has been incredible. But three players on the team have cracked 10 extra base hits.
Here's what I don't get. You won 76 games last year, and your pitching was good, and your offense was woeful. And you allowed for your offense to get worse in the offseason. You made, other than Horwitz... And I don't think I think I'm allowed to say other than Horwitz because he's not a slam dunk. He was a rookie last year as a guy in his mid-20s. You didn't bring anybody in here who you could say to yourself or think to yourself, oh, yeah, we can count on this guy's production.
Nope. It was all supposed to be internal improvements. And what's Jack Sawinski hitting this year? Ah, yes. He's lugging around a 398 OPS, which wouldn't make him the best hitting pitcher in any year where they still had hitting pitchers.
How about Big Hank Davis? Where's he at?
Unfortunately, the Hank Davis batting average has dropped back below the Davis line to 133. We need him to get above the 150 Davis line.
How about
here.
Jared Triolo for Jared Triolo bobblehead this weekend? You think the line's going to be up the Fort Duquesne Boulevard for that one?
Jared Triolo has a special distinction on this team. If you count players who have more than, like, basically 10 plate appearances, his 13 OPS plus, remember, anything above 100 is good, below 100 is bad, is second worst on the team to Alexander Canario, who is at 11. If I hear another syllable, by the way, about the big tree.
Big tree. This is a sapling right now.
A sapling? Somebody dug it up and threw it in the garbage.
It's like, you know that sad book that you read as a kid about the giving tree?
Oh, that
the one that didn't get any sun.
And at the end, it's only a stump that the guy sits on. That's what that giving tree is.
That book, The Giving Tree, is a monument to codependency. The tree keeps giving. The person keeps taking. Very messed up book.
Doesn't that kind of feel like the Pirates fan relationship right now?
Yeah, actually.
Here's one of our more level-headed fans, Dave in Delmont. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Pony, I liked your interview with Greg Brown yesterday, and I'm not cutting down on Greg Brown, but he works for the Pirates. So I think when he says some of the things, I think the Pirate management thinks the same thing. So some of the questions you asked him yesterday, I loved, and I'll just bring up two. You were talking about Cherington and the coach. Now I just forgot
Shelton.
His name. yeah, shouting about how they weren't doing a good job, and he started saying, well, you know, they want to win. They want to win. And you said, well, I understand they want to win, but they're not doing a good job. And he said, well, we'll see. And then you said, what do you mean we'll see? They're 13 games under 500.
I did do that.
Hold on, Dave. I can envision. I wasn't even on the air yesterday, and I can envision that exchange so perfectly. I can hear each man's voice in my head when they say it.
Here's my biggest issue with the idea that somebody wanting to do well at something counts for anything. We do this in politics all the time. Somebody might think, like, I want to be a good president, but 50% of this country thinks the guy or the woman is an idiot. Like, who cares if somebody wants to do? You either do a good job or you don't. And these guys clearly haven't. And that's what I was trying to articulate to Greg. And I'm happy that you picked up on that, Dave.
Well, I agree with that, and I just couldn't understand how he said, "Well, let's see." I'm like, "Where? What planet are you on?" And then, secondly, when he said something about, you know, well, the Buccos wanted to win games 2-1, 3-2, something like that, and you said, "Well, that's cutting it really thin." That you're putting, you know, all this pressure on the pitchers to go out there and have to, you know, pitch so they only give up one or two runs. So that was, to me, that was.
They didn't build a good team, Dave, and thank you for the kind words. This was a flawed team from the very beginning. I was told internally that the projections for wins this year were below 80. So even they thought they needed to get extremely lucky to have a good season this year and pull off a winning record and compete for a playing spot. That was with all their simulations and all their analysts there. That's what they projected, the team that they broke camp with and went to Miami with to start the season. So what's that tell you in year six that's what they thought this team could do this year?
It just remains jaw-dropping and how embarrassing that is.
And by the way, as far as the pitching goes, let's do starting pitching, which we heard last year ad infinitum. You know, no one wants to play this team in the playoffs because they're starting pitching. Currently, because Jared Jones hasn't picked up a ball yet this year, and Bubba Chandler is on our TV right here, a re-air of a minor league game he pitched the other day. Currently, for me, they have two good starting pitchers. They have Paul Skenes, who's been B-plus level good. He has not been great this year by his standards. Still really good, but not like Cy Young caliber good. And Heaney, who's pitched over his head all year before the last two starts, has not been good. Still gets lumped in as a good pitcher. Everyone else has not been. Keller's below average. Falter has been awful, and Machinsky is a reliever that you keep shoehorning in as a starting pitcher. He gets through the first two innings great because he's a relief pitcher.
And then
it's clear as day.
Then they see him again a second time through the order, and kaboom!
Donnie, does this still, like, you've described yourself several times as the guy who would go to school and you would tell your friends, no, you're wrong. Jack Wilson is going to lead the Pirates to the playoffs. No, you're wrong. Adam LaRoche is going to hit 50 home runs. No, you're wrong. Ian Snell is going to win 20 games for this team. Okay, you were always the guy that believed that the Pirates could turn it around.
To Jack Wilson's credit, that guy was very fun to watch. He was on some very bad teams, and I still say best defensive shortstop to never win a gold glove. I get your point.
Are you numb to this yet, or does it still grate at you in watching this team lose again today in the manner in which they did? Does it still drive you crazy?
No, I am starting to get pretty numb to it because just for so long I have been such a doe-eyed optimist about them, and I thought coming into this season that me saying 78 wins was on the other side of that. Like, oh, a glass is half empty for me. When it comes to the Buccos, I don't think they're reaching 500. I think it's basically the same, you know, watermark they were at the last 2 years with the 76 wins. Maybe they sneak out two more. And I'm going to overshoot that by like 15 to 20 wins the way they're looking.
What does he have him in Bucco Auction House for, Chris?
73.
Oof.
But the new Bucco Auction House feature we might be bringing in.
I know what you're talking about, the one-time retraction.
We got Bucco Auction.
Baby could be
auction amnesty here at the house.
I think it's going to be an easy choice for me. But, I mean, this, because I took calls last night. I was doing the post game. And this, to me, it's worse than what we saw in 2010. At least in 2010, we started to see truly young players that created the nucleus for the team that did make it to the playoffs. What do we have
You have Cruz
to look for on this team. We have O'Neal
Cruz and a B-plus Skeens, who you assume is going to eventually become an A Skeens again, although he was walking guys last night yet again.
And let's see about Chandler. But the one truth that Brownie told us yesterday while you were off, Chris, was that look at his pitch count from down in the minor leagues. They're not stretching him out. So they might be holding off for him until after Super 2. Why wouldn't you at this point? What's the rush now? You ain't going
anywhere.
I would
defend that in the most bizarre, in a vacuum way, and say, what good is he going to do to a team that's 14 games under and already DOA?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.